This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Agrinovus Indiana, the not-for-profit initiative focused on growing the state's ag bioscience sector, is using newly released research to inform the focus of its Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge for 2024. Jeff Zentz, Senior Director of Innovation for Agrinovus, said the challenges that exist surrounding moving food to areas that need food create a huge opportunity.
Some of the information from that research that was outlined kind of gives the hypothesis that there's actually not a shortage of food creating food insecurity, but inefficiencies in getting the food in the communities that it needs to in order to impact those who are food insecure is the larger problem.
The research, conducted by Purdue University student Tushar Sanvani, shows a major gap between the amount of people facing food insecurity and the amount of the nation's food supply that goes to waste. The research shows that the problem is exacerbated by logistical inefficiencies, inaccurate demand planning, and unequal access to information about the availability of food. The president and chief operating officer of Maryville-based NiSource subsidiary Northern Indiana Public Service Company is leaving Friday to work at a Wisconsin utility energy group. Mike Hooper will serve as the president of Milwaukee-based We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service, starting April 1st. He moves on from NIPSCO after spending 13 years at the utility company and holding several leadership positions. Vince Parisi, who is the president and COO of NiSource subsidiary Columbia Gas of Ohio, will lead NIPSCO in the interim in addition to his current responsibilities. 9 Indiana companies are included on this year's 2024 Incorporated Regionals list in the Midwest category. The list ranks the fastest-growing privately owned companies based on percentage of revenue growth from 2020 to 2022. A total of 1,132 companies made this year's list across 8 regions. The list is an offshoot of the Inc. 5000 ranking, which looks at revenue growth of a 3-year period. Newburgh-based Beach Boss Influencers is the highest-ranked Indiana business at number 4. The network marketing coach company saw a 1,668% revenue growth over the 2-year period. From the number 1 source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the 3rd annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Strategic tree planting will start in Teepee Park this fall as part of the Evansville Forest Alliance's 3-year initiative to increase canopy in underserved neighborhoods. City arborist Sean Dickerson said while the trees may be planted on private property, they will bring public benefits.
The benefits we get from trees, the cooling effects for the climate, the cleaning effects for our air, and keeping stormwater out of our sewers, which everybody has to pay for, are all benefits that all trees provide, even on private property. So in a manner of speaking, we're, by paying to plant trees on private property, we're benefiting the entire city.
The Alliance, which includes Wesselman Woods, Dickerson, City Climate Director Lauren Norvell, Community One, and the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, launched last month. The group was awarded a $249,000 grant from the DNR's Community and Urban Forestry Department, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service. The Alliance aims to establish denser and healthier urban canopies in disadvantaged and low-income communities. The operator of the Indiana Convention Center and Lucas Oil Stadium is eyeing downtown property southwest of the Mammoth Stadium that it could use to accommodate the city's growing convention and events industry. The Capital Improvement Board of Marion County has a non-binding letter of intent to acquire an 8.8-acre parcel at 602 West Ray Street that includes 3 distinct areas for truck parking. The CIB's plans were discussed at its meeting last week. A price has not been finalized for the proposed acquisition because public entities interested in purchasing property are required to conduct at least 2 independent appraisals, with the maximum allowable purchase price being the average of the 2. Consumer prices in the United States picked up last month, a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge for the Federal Reserve and for President Joe Biden's re-election campaign, both of which are counting on a steady easing of price pressures this year. Prices rose 0.4% from January to February, higher than the previous month's figure of 0.3%, the Labor Department said Tuesday. Compared with a year earlier, consumer prices rose 3.2% last month, faster than January's 3.1% annual pace. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core prices climbed 0.4% from January to February, matching the previous month's increase in a faster pace than is consistent with the Fed's 2% target. Core inflation is watched especially closely because it typically provides a better read of where inflation is likely headed. An Indiana University School of Medicine alumnus and neurosurgeon, widely recognized in his field, has donated $1 million to help the university recruit a leader in neuroscience innovation. Through the professorship, the university aims to attract a leader in neuroscience research to find new ways in how to prevent, treat, and rehabilitate brain-related disabilities, IU said. The university's Department of Neurological Surgery also views the professorship as a key step towards creating a neuroscience innovation center. Joseph Maroon, who earned a football scholarship and medical degree at IU and is now a professor at the University of Pittsburgh, said innovation is one of his driving traits. The $1 million gift establishes the Joseph C. Maroon MD Professorship in Neuroscience Innovation within the school's Department of Neurological Surgery. Dan Hassler, former Indiana Commerce Secretary and Eli Lilly and Company executive, is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.